This is WFJS 1260 AM Trenton, WFJS 89.3 FM Freehold, WGYM 1580 AM Hamilton, and WSMJ 91.9 FM North Wildwood, Cape May. Communicating hope on Domestic Church Catholic Radio.
Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
For the next hour, we invite you to come to the throne of grace and pray with your host, Bruce DiBacco. Lift up your prayers of blessing, adoration, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. Be a part of this special hour of prayer by calling right now, 609-493-TALK. That's 609-493-8255. Bruce is looking forward to praying with you.
Good afternoon, folks. I am certainly looking forward to praying with you and praying for you and hoping that others listening will join in and we can have a great army of prayers. I have a lot of prayer requests that have come in through email. And, of course, you can text and won't be able to call in today. But there's a great time that we can have. And I'd like to pray for all those who are listening right now and those who will be listening. But before we do that, Jim, I'm here. Why don't you tell the folks how they can contact us and text and put their prayer request on the air.
All right, Bruce, thank you. And thanks for being here with us, friends. We are coming to you live at 2 p.m. here, Eastern Time. So you can send your prayer requests our way. As Bruce said, unfortunately, we don't have any phones open today, but you can text your prayer request. That's probably the quickest and easiest way to do that. And you can text to 609-493-8255. That's the text number. You can text your prayer request to 609-493-8255. If you'd like to email, you can do that as well by going to go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray, and you can submit your prayer request that way. So it's domesticchurchmedia.org. Click on the word pray and submit your prayer request. We'll get that as well. But again, the quickest, easiest way is to text 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255.
All right, so there we go. Let's pray together, shall we? And let me pray for you, and then, of course, I like to always end the prayer by remembering our priests. So let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful privilege you've given us to be able to come boldly into your presence and put our needs, requests, our desires, just to speak with you, to open our hearts to you. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord, so when we speak to you, you already know what's on our mind and heart. You know our thoughts before we think them. You know our words before we speak them. So, Lord, help us to just feel comfortable and not afraid, because you already know everything, and yet you still want to hear from us. And so, Lord, we know that there is nothing too big for you to handle, and there's nothing too small for you to be really intimately concerned about. Because you love us and you're concerned about us. And I thank you for those that will be calling in or those who are already emailed in. For all of you who have done that, because you know the power of prayer and you have a burden for a friend, a neighbor, someone, and you'd like us to pray for them too. So, Lord, as we pray, I ask that you would really be with all of those who have burdens for others, and we might become great prayer warriors. And, Lord, we do want to remember those that serve us in a very special way through the ministry of the church, and the priests, our religious, all of those, Lord, that do that, even right down to those that teach in our catechism and our religious education, but especially for our priests. We want to remember our priests and deacons as they serve you. And we know, Lord, that the enemy would love to just take them out. And we've seen what can happen when he does. And so, Lord, we just pray for a real revival in your church, a real revival throughout the world. And Lord, even as I was reading today in Corinthians, that we would find unity within our individual churches and individual parishes, as well as unity within the whole body of believers. So Lord, we just commit ourselves to you and to prayer today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. All right, friends, again, the phone number you can text to your prayer request is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. You can text your prayer request to that number, 609-493-8255, or email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and on the top of the home page there, just click on the word pray, and there's a form to submit your prayer request, domesticchurchmedia.org.
Okay. Well, the first prayer request we have here is kind of an unusual one, and I just have to make like a disclaimer on this, Jim. They're praying for a conversion of an individual. It looks like perhaps it could be a Muslim. Matter of fact, there's a mention of several Muslim friends, and they give their names as well as their last names. And I don't know where this is coming from, so I'm not going to mention any names at all, because, Jim, if you remember a while back, we had someone that lived in a, he was a believer in a Muslim world, and he was very, very much afraid that he'd be revealed and begged us not to mention his name or anything that could give it away. So I'm just going to pray for this family, and I'm just going to make an assumption by the tenure of this that it's for quite a few of this individual's friends. Some may be Muslim, some may be not, but basically it's for conversion of souls. And so no matter what their background is, God is interested in souls. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I thank you for the zeal of this individual who called, who typed in all of these names of so many people that they know that they long to have, see converted to you. Lord, I can tell by this person that they love you and they're trying very hard to follow you, and their heart is breaking for those that are far from you, from those that have rejected you, those that are trapped in all kinds of different activities and things. And Lord, you know who these people are. And Lord, we all add our prayers to that prayer, because all of us know people that need to have a real conversion experience. There are those that need to come to know you, to come to just have a relationship with you. Lord, and you are no respecter of persons, so there's nobody that's out there that is beyond your salvation. There's no one that's out there that's beyond your conversion. And so, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit, we know that you can't force people. You've limited yourself to working within our will. But, Lord, there are so many things you can bring in to people's lives that will help whet their appetite or catch their attention. And I do pray that you would honor the prayers of this individual who has so many on their prayer list, Lord, and especially for there's a mother here and who happens to be also this person's godmother, that this person is asking for salvation as well, for conversion. And Lord, sometimes these folks ask, and they're asking for people to be converted, that maybe they know you, maybe perhaps they recognize you, but they don't attend a church anywhere, and they need to grow in you. So Lord, not only bring your word and your life into them, into the all of these folks, but help them find the right parish that will just help them to grow, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, the number you can text to is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. We are coming to you live right now on this May 7th. Bruce will be here till about 3:05, so take this opportunity. If you have a special prayer request or an urgent prayer request, perhaps you've promised someone or told someone that you would pray for them, you want to share that request with us right now, you can text 609-493-8255. And you know, Bruce, this past weekend in many, many, many parishes, children made their first Holy Communion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we have a text prayer request come in from a parent, just prayers of thanksgiving for a wonderful first Holy Communion for this individual's son, whose name is Anthony.
Okay. Wonderful. That's a great name, Anthony. Okay. Okay, let's pray for that. Lord, we do thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for all of the little children that made their first Holy Communion. We thank you, Lord, for the parents that nurtured them and have led those little children to have a start in their spiritual growth. And Lord, we know that so much influence comes from parents very early on that would even interest children in this, that would even direct their little steps to the church. And there's so many parents that direct their children's steps to everywhere but the church. So we do thank you for all of those that have remained faithful and for all of those who led those First Communion classes. But we especially thank you for Anthony's First Communion, Lord. I pray for him. I pray, Lord, that you would just fill him with your Holy Spirit and just guide his little steps. Protect him, Lord, from all of the temptations and the things that are out there and in our world and media and everything that is going to try to lead him away. I pray for the parents of Anthony that they'd be strong and that they would have real wisdom and discernment on guiding his steps and helping him to the point where as he gets older, he makes more and more right decisions for himself. Protect him from the influence of bad friends. Not that the friends are bad, but bad influence from friends, Lord. And that you would just continue to direct him. Close his ears to all the false teachings that are out there and have him to have the strength to stand up for what is true. And Lord, we pray that ultimately he'd be a strong man of God for you, helping his family to come to this step as well. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, we are coming to you live here, Come to the Throne with Bruce DeBacco. You are invited to text in or email in your special prayer request and have Bruce pray for you today. The text number is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. If you would like to email a prayer request, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. That's domesticchurchmedia.org. And up on the top of the screen, you can click on the word pray, and there'll be a little drop down that you can submit your prayer request using this special form there. So either way, we'll take your prayer request right now till about 5 of 3. So take advantage of this time and this opportunity to have your special intentions prayed for. 609-493-8255. That's the number you can text to. 609-493-8255. And I know, Bruce, I'll go back to you because I know you have a lot of emails
okay,
there.
Yeah, here's a prayer for healing. An individual, it's at a point where they can no longer walk, and obviously it's got this, from this I can understand, it's got to do with their legs and their back and spine and their breathing problems. So they're praying for healing for that. And they're also praying for the salvation of their parents and for special blessing for their son. And his friends. So let's just add this all together in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for this individual. And Lord, they say so much more in this email, and you know it. You know their hearts. You know how they want to be found right before you, and they want to live good and holy lives before you so that one day they will stand in your presence. So Lord, I pray you give them that assurance that you're going to help them along the way to bring them right into your presence one day. But in the meantime, this person is really having some really trouble getting around, walking. Obviously, there's back and leg problems and breathing problems on top of it. And so, Lord, I do pray for a healing. I pray for some strength and just some relief from the pain and discomfort. And, Lord, they need help. They need help to keep the house up. They need help to get shopping done. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd surround them with friends, surround them with resources, Lord, that they can have someone that can help them in this area. It sounds like a real dire situation, Lord, so I do pray for that. And they are praying for their parents, that their parents would come to know you as well, and that they're praying for a blessing for their son, and you know who he is and all of his friends. So, Lord, I pray especially that you might reach down right now and touch this person in their very, very, very serious physical condition. And also, even in the midst of that, they're still thinking of their mom, their dad, who now are more aged, and for their son, Lord, that their hearts go out to them. And so, Lord, I add my prayer to their prayer for mom and dad and for their son and all their friends, that they might all come to be blessed and know you personally, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Again, my friends, the number to text to is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255.
Okay. I have a prayer here for the protection of their of a family. So let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, another person, Lord, we see this so often, that know that to raise a family and to live in peace and harmony, they need you. They need your Holy Spirit's influence in their lives. So, Lord, I do pray for this family. Pray for their protection. Pray for their protection against all the onslaughts of the enemy. And, Lord, I don't know if there's a particular issue here that they're dealing with. I don't know anything about that. It just simply says, please pray for my family and that they might be blessed. So, Lord, I do pray that you would suit a blessing that would be best for them. Not necessarily sometimes what we think is best or what this person thinks is best, but you know what that family needs. You know where they are right now, and you know where they'll be tomorrow or this afternoon. So you, Lord, know the best kind of blessing. Sometimes you send things into our lives that we think like, wow, where did that come from? I don't need that. But we find as we look back a few days later, what a blessing it was that you brought that about. So, Lord, please bless that family, bless that emailed this in. And we do pray, Father, for all families. For all families are under the attack of the enemy. For how often we hear that the strength of any nation are the families. And the strength of your kingdom depends on our families so that we can pass on your word. Right from the very beginning in Deuteronomy says, you know, pass these on to your children and your children's children. And so, Lord, we have a job to do. So help us to pass on the faith to the next generation, even if we are the next generation, to know that that's going to be our responsibility to live lives so that we'll be able to do that. And we'll thank you and praise you for that. And Lord, another one just came in for, I hope this is right, Gazelle and Axel, Lord. I don't know that. It just says pray for these two people. I don't know who they are or where they are or what they need, Lord. But you do. They're never out of your sight. They're never out of your mind. They are always on your mind and in your thoughts. So, Lord, I pray for whether it's protection or blessing or healing or direction. I really don't know, Lord, but I know that you do. And so I pray that you would just hear that person's prayers. I echo it back to you, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, again, we are coming to you live today on this May 7th. If you have a special prayer request or intention you'd like Bruce to pray for, now is the time to text that to us, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Or you can email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. That's domesticchurchmedia.org. And up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray, and you'll get a little form there to fill out, submit prayer requests. You can do it that way. If you have our free Domestic Church Media mobile app, you can do it from there as well by opening up your app in the upper left-hand corner. There are those four little squares. Just tap on that, and you get a menu. And about halfway down this menu, it says prayer requests. Just tap that, and you can submit your prayer request right from your phone. But again, you can text 609-493-8255.
Okay, and as Jim always says, please don't wait till the end. And so often we kind of wait. We're praying along and say, well, I want to get that in. And we call in the last few minutes, and it just backs up, and we never get to you.
Right.
So make sure you do that, because even though Jim says, you know, you think the show ends at 3, actually it kind of stops before that, at 5 of, 6 of, something like that. So, you know, we want to make sure that we get in all the prayer requests. I have a prayer request here, Jim. You might have even heard this one, for a Father Javier. I think I'm pronouncing that from the from a parish in eastern Monmouth County.
Okay.
And it says he has stomach cancer and just started chemo.
Oh.
And so this comes in from our friends, Pete and Arlene. And so they just go on to say what a wonderful example of a priest and a person he is. So let's pray for him. I assume I'm pronouncing that right.
Yes.
Out of here. My Spanish is not all that good. Okay, let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we do come to you on behalf of this priest. Lord, you know him. You've led him. You've watched him. You've helped him as he tries to serve you and the flock that you've put him under. And you know right where he is. You know what he's suffering right now, Lord. And Lord, as he's dealing with this stomach cancer, Lord, and Lord, I understand it's a very painful kind of a cancer, as they all are. But this is a very difficult one, and he's starting his chemo, and that's never anything that's in any way enjoyable, but painful and difficult, and your whole life comes to a real abrupt halt for a long time while we go undergo that treatment. And so I do pray that those treatments would be successful. I pray you'd surround him with doctors and attendants that could diagnose and help and direct his treatments. And I pray right down to the infusion nurses that are there to help as he sits in that chemo lab and getting that drip in. I know sometimes that takes a while depending on what he has to have and how long. And Lord, so I do pray that he'd find you very, very close. I know you are. But make yourself so very real to him, like perhaps in a way he's never experienced you before. Bring your comfort to him and your reassurance that you're there, that you know. And I do pray for a healing, Lord. What a marvelous thing would be for your glory to be able to heal this priest, and he can come back, and I'm sure that would be a homily point for many, many years to come, and that other people might be encouraged in their faith and the power that you still have of performing miracles. Lord, we know that you are still a God who likes to surprise us. You are a God who brings about miracles that we think of, things that just can't simply be done. We're limited by our own misunderstanding of realities. And so, Lord, for Father Javier, please perform that miracle and bring healing to him. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. All right, friends, again, the phones are not open, but you can text to 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. If you'd like to email, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray, and there's a submit prayer request form there. Just do that. We get it right away. Or if you have your free mobile app, you can go to our app, open it up, and in the upper left-hand corner there are those four little squares. Tap on that, and a little drop-down menu appears about halfway down. It says prayer request. You can tap on that and submit it right from your phone. The text number, again, is 609-493-8255. And, Bruce, we have a request asking for prayers for Katie, who is diagnosed with a brain tumor. Doctors say there's nothing they can do. God can do all things, and this woman, Katie, has three small children.
Oh, boy. Three? Wow, okay. Well, we know that God can do great things, Jim, and so let's just go. We've seen him do wonderful things, and so, Lord, we come to you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On behalf of this individual that has this brain tumor that the doctors say nothing can be done, but we're so glad, Lord, that we depend, know, and love and serve a God who doesn't know that term, that nothing can be done. For, Lord, you can do great and wonderful things, and I pray for a miracle in this woman's life, for you to get the glory, and, of course, so that she might be able to raise these three little children. Lord, I have several requests today for people who have cancer, and some of them say they're terminal. But, Lord, I know that you are the one that ultimately decides that. And so, Lord, I just pray that whether the doctors have something for her or not, I know that you can use them, and you can just reach down with your finger on that brain tumor, and you can do great things. Lord, I know a fact, my neighbor, Lord, you know I've prayed for her long, and I've mentioned her on the air here, who now 6 or 7 months ago was given only a few weeks to live because she had a brain tumor that was inoperable, and the percentage of people that live is like less than 1%. She's still doing well. Her hair's back. She comes for a little Bible study once a week. Mm-hmm. She's out and about and buying flowers for her garden. So I know, Lord, that you can do great and wonderful things. Nothing is impossible for you. So, Lord, I pray that you would just touch her. I'm sure right now she must be totally distraught at hearing this news. And, Lord, so I pray that you would strengthen her faith and her hope in you, that she would put on that armor, that helmet of salvation, or that helmet of hope, Lord, that you would just show her, Lord, that you are there, that you want to comfort her and for her family. And I'm sure children are frightened, a husband, the whole, everyone that's around is just probably distraught and just trying hard to put on a good face. So, Lord, I pray that you would just wrap your arms around that whole family as they lift Katie up to you. I pray that, Lord, I put her in your arms. Lord, it's never hopeless. There is always hope. And so, Lord, I appeal to your hope, your mercy, your love, that you would touch her, that you would help her, and that you'd bring healing to her, Lord. And, Lord, I just thank you for what I know you're going to do. I know your Holy Spirit's going to do just something great here. I have no basis of that except my belief in the power of prayer and your mighty grace and power. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Again, friends, the phone number, the text number, rather, you can text your prayer request to is 609-493-8255. You can text your prayer request. We get it right away, and I can pass it along to Bruce, 609-493-8255. Or if you would like to email, again, go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. On the top of the screen, just click on the word pray and submit the prayer request that way as well. But the text number, we get that right away. I get it right here in the studio, 609-493-8255.
Is it a beautiful day down there, Jim?
It is a lovely day down here.
Okay, that's what I thought. Whenever it's a beautiful day, we get kind of low on the text prayers.
The sun is shining. It's nice and warm.
Linda's been out since early this morning digging on the garden.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I'm sitting here saying, I bet you that's what's happening. People are out there enjoying their day.
Yes.
Well, that's okay because I have some prayer requests. This is a real interesting one that came in a while back after our last show, and I've been praying for this one. It really hit me. I'm a single female, single mother of a college daughter. I'm struggling to find a good-paying job. Mm. I'm struggling to pay my rent, the bills, and my daughter's tuition. And I desperately need a house and some help. I've never done this before, and it's scary. Mm. So thank you, and I trust Jesus, I trust in you. And that really hit me, Jim. Mm-hmm. So let's pray for this dear single mom with a college-age daughter. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I come to you again on behalf of this woman who's in a position that's scary for her and that place she's never been before. I don't know what her circumstance is. I don't know how she's gotten into this, and it really doesn't matter. I don't know what her housing situation is or anything. I know that this person has asked for help for housing and some financial needs, Lord. She's not asking for a handout. She's asking for a good job that she can pay for these things. And, Lord, she wants to take care of her daughter, her college-age daughter, and finds herself in a real difficult spot. But, Lord, you always take care of people in difficult spots when they turn to you. And, Lord, we know your word is full of those situations where you've helped single women take care of children. And so, Lord, I just pray for her, and I pray for her daughter. I pray that you would just help her to find someone that can help her. Maybe you could even send someone into her life that can carry some of the burden with her. You direct her to a better-paying job. You'd direct her to a better place to live, perhaps, that might be more conducive. Lord, you know the circumstances. I only speculate, and usually my speculations are not all that good. But you know specifically all about this dear woman. So bless her, Lord, and I just pray that you would help her to be filled with confidence so that she's no longer afraid, that you might turn her fear into courage, that she might look to you and be strengthened with the power of your might and the power of your Spirit. Flood her with that. Help her to put on that full armor of God as the enemy tries to beat her down and to keep her down, Lord. Help her to know that she, in your name, has authority and power, because we know ultimately we're not fighting against flesh and blood and the circumstances of life, but the enemies behind it all. So have her to stand tall and strong, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, my friends, Bruce is here for another 25 minutes or so. So take advantage of this opportunity. As you know, he's here on the first and third Tuesday of each month, so we'll not be back until 2 weeks from today. So now's the time. If you have a special prayer request, prayer intention you would like Bruce to pray for, please text right now, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Or you can email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. And on the top of the screen, click on the word pray, and you can submit your prayer request that way. And again, the number to text to is 609-493-8255. And we did receive a text here, Bruce.
Okay.
Please pray for the healing of my daughter's marriage. Pray for my daughter to have an open heart and mind to her husband. He's trying so hard, and he loves his family so much.
Okay. Certainly a wonderful prayer request. We know the devil's in there trying to break that one up, isn't he? Excuse me. Okay. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, once again, we come to you as we see the results of the enemy bringing division and a wedge into a relationship. And he keeps pounding on that wedge until that relationship splinters and starts to fracture and eventually falls apart. And his goal is to ruin two lives and any children's lives that may be involved in that relationship. So, Lord, I just pray for your intervention. I pray especially as this person's asking for their daughter to be more open and forgiving and understanding. And I don't know what the issue is, but from the mother-in-law's point of view, or the father-in-law, whoever it is calling this in, they're seeing that the husband seems to be sincere, and he wants this, and he loves the family, and he wants that marriage to work. And for one reason or other, the daughter does not. We know there's all kinds of possibilities that the enemy throws at us to destroy a marriage. So, Lord, I pray that right now you'd work strongly on both hearts, but especially on the daughter's heart, that, Lord, you might reveal to her, show her what you see. Show her a little peek of the future. Show her the whatever it is that the enemy is talking her into and tempting her with, that somehow life is going to be better without this fella. Life is going to be better without this marriage. Help her to see the lie of that. Help her rather to see the potential of how good life can be if we're open with one another, and that you can repair anything. There's nothing that can't be done. So, Lord, if there's forgiveness and reconciliation that's needed, maybe just understanding, a willingness to listen, perhaps to sit down and talk frankly and openly without emotion, to really hear one another. And, Lord, perhaps maybe there's some counseling that can be done. Help them to be open to that as well. But, Lord, I know counseling will do no good unless both parties want that marriage to work. So, Lord, I put this daughter in your hands. I bring her up to your throne of grace. I bring this husband. I bring this family and ask for you to put your healing touch upon it. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, my friends, again, we are happy to have you joining us here. We're coming to you live on this May 7th. With Come to the Throne with Bruce DeBacco. If you'd like to text a prayer request to us, now's the time to do it. 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. And someone texted in, Bruce, asking for prayers. Please pray for Israel and our country. We need God's help. That's the
way to... We certainly do. Wow, that's something we all can be praying. All right. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I need you to give me the words on this one, Lord. What a powerful, powerful prayer. Lord, your children, that Israel is the apple of your eye. Those people are the apple of your eye. Jerusalem is the spot that you chose. Out of all of your creation, you chose for one reason or another to pick that place. And you chose those people. And Lord, you have not forgotten them. And Lord, I know that we have long been allies and friends. We called ourselves for years a country that was Christian and based on Christian Judeo morals. And so we get much of what we have as Christians from this particular whole culture. We get our Ten Commandments. We get so much from our brothers, our Jewish friends and brothers, and they need your help. The country needs your help. It seems the whole world is turning against them. And there's a lot of misunderstanding. There's a lot of misinformation, as usual. The devil loves to bring misinformation. We've seen that during elections. We see it all over the world. And we see young people being so easily deceived and run on emotion and a herd mentality without really sitting down and really looking at all of the facts and then making a decision. So, Lord, I do pray that you would just bring peace to that area, that you'd bring calm heads. And, Lord, there might be calm heads in the Israeli government, and there might be calm heads in the Hamas as well that needs to really listen. But, Lord, we know that your word tells us that things can get very, very bad there, and that one day, your word tells us, all are going to walk away from Israel, and you're going to have to save them one-on-one. And so, Lord, I pray that we would continue to support our brothers and sisters over there, those that have been our allies, and we are theirs, and we know what a critical spot that is for our nation. And we know, Lord, that our country is in a mess all over the world. We're in tinderboxes everywhere, we know that war can break out in several different areas, and we know that the enemy is just orchestrating all of this, and would love to see that happen. But Lord, I pray that you would have us as a nation fall on our knees and beg you to forgive us for our sins, for turning our backs on you, on turning our backs on the unborn, and turning our back on the elderly, and just cursing your name and just indulging in sin after sin and encouraging other people and even in young children to indulge in just horrible things. And so, Lord, we need your forgiveness. We need your mercy. But we know that we are not going to stand here and not be guilty for the things that we've done. So we come to you, beg you to just continue to have mercy on us and help us as a nation together to realize our sin and to continue to help us to ask for forgiveness. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, again, the text number that you can text your prayer request to is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. And Bruce, we have a prayer request, actually a thank you for prayers answered for resolving a family situation, a family estrangement, and God has healed that family. So,
wow.
Prayer of thanksgiving.
All right. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Lord, amen.
We join in with this family and with this wonderful news of a family that's reunited, a family that healing has coming to. Lord, how we thank you and praise you, for we know that it's your wonderful hand of mercy, grace, how you love to see people living in harmony, and especially our families, and how we love to see a victory for you and a defeat for the enemy. And so, Lord, we pray for this family that you'd continue to strengthen them, cause them to be great examples and of hope for other families that are struggling, and we just add our thanks and our praise to this family. And Lord, we just pray that there be many that would just come to realize that you can heal all relationships if we are willing to and seek you for your help. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. 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 Harpers, I'll throw it over to you. I know you have more emails there, so
sure.
I don't want to...
I have one here. I've got a lot of them here. I'm going to put two of them together. One came in earlier in the month, and one just came in the other day. One is asking for two people who are facing terminal cancer, and another one came in way back in April. We've been praying for just an unknown person that asked if we could, if she, this person said, would you be able to pray for someone with terminal cancer in their family? So let's pray for these two families, actually maybe three families here. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, we come to you again with people that are once again facing some really difficult times and some really bad news. Lord, we know that this just breaks my heart to see so many people. It seems like every email I get, whether for this or for other prayer requests that I get and other prayer chains I'm on, that it seems like everybody has cancer. And seems like it's something that's plaguing just about everyone, and one that seems to be worse than the last one. And so, Lord, I add my prayers for these people that are suffering, with those that have gotten a diagnosis of their cancer being terminal and untreatable. And again, as we mentioned earlier, Lord, that is not a term that you don't know. You don't know that one. You know that there's always possibility, and with you, there can be healing, and there can be comfort, and there can be strength. And Lord, I just pray for comfort for the family. And if in your divine will and providence, this is how you decide to bring someone home, then I pray that it would be painless, that you would just help these people through this very, very difficult time. But Lord, you know, I always ask for a miracle. As long as there's breath, there's hope. But in the meantime, Lord, I pray that you relieve them of pain, that you would help them in their suffering, that you would help the family as they try to work through and just get their heads together on this and realize what's going on and how difficult it is to just even accept this. And it's just, everything turns black in our minds, and our minds are so often, and our emotions just shut down. And so we can't think straight. We can't feel straight. We're just overwrought all the time. So I do pray, Lord, that you would just intervene. And Lord, so I do ask for these three people who have terminal. And I also want to put in Don, who I just heard is diagnosed with esophagus cancer and is due for a long bout of chemo, and then part of his esophagus, most of his stomach, and all of his lymph nodes. Lord, he's got a long, long road ahead of him, but he has hope and trust in you as well. So please help him as well with this, Lord, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. All right, friends, as Bruce is praying from the emails he's received, if you have a prayer you'd like to text to us, you can do that still right now by texting to 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255.
Okay, here's a great prayer, Jim. I think you'll like this one. I think it's something we should all be praying. For the humility to see myself as God sees me.
Scary.
To show me my faults and lead me in a better path with that wisdom and grace. Isn't that great? Wow.
Beautiful.
To have that, that's sort of like examination of conscience,
yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
God, show me what you see in me. So in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we all step back and we put our amen and we put our names in this for this prayer request for this individual. Lord, you know exactly where they are and what circumstances they might be facing that would prompt this. Maybe there's some conviction. Maybe you're revealing things already. Maybe they realize they have a special need. Many of us have a special need that we don't even realize because we don't see it. And we're usually the last persons to see our own need. And so, Lord, I pray for this person. I pray for everyone that's listening, myself included, Lord, that you would just help us to see ourselves as you see us, that all of the makeup and fluff would come off that we like to put on ourselves, all the ways that we think what we're doing is right and we've got all the answers sometimes, but Lord, you know. And Lord, for any of those hidden faults, sometimes there's things that we're not even talking about sin. We're just talking about some habits we have or some mindsets that we have that trip us up and could be improved. Lord, maybe we're not as loving as we could be or should be, or maybe there's someone we need to that we've offended we don't even realize, Lord. But I just pray for this person and for all of us that you would show us and then help us to take advantage of that information. Help us to take advantage of that knowledge with wisdom and the grace that you've given us to show us our faults. And Lord, I'd rather you show me all of my faults and all of my sins and all of my failures now than at the judgment bar. So now I can come to you and ask for your forgiveness and ask for your correction. So Lord, I do pray for this individual. I pray for all of us who are listening, Lord. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to get our lives and hearts and minds in line with you and not to hide behind things that we make an assumption that we're okay. Continually have us to take the time to come before you in quiet meditation and say, God, show me what I really am. Show me what I really look like to you. Show me who I really am. And there's going to be times, Lord, when you're going to say, right on, you're doing a great job. There's going to be times you're going to pat us on the back and say, well done. But there's going to be other times that you're going to say, okay, that's great. You've done a wonderful job so far, but I need a little tweaking here or there. And that's part of that lifelong conversion and repentance that you give us. You show us one thing. We say, okay, we work together. We get the victory, and you say, well done. Now let's go to the next thing. And all of life works that way until we finally get that point of perfection before you that we'll finally get when we stand in your presence. So, Lord, for this one and all who are listening, ourselves included, we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, friends, we have about 7 minutes left to the program, so we'll give you one last chance here to text your prayer request in, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255, or you can email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. And click on the word pray up on top and submit your prayer request that way. But again, the text number is 609-493-8255. And I'll just toss it back to you, Bruce, unless we get a text come in.
Okay. We're going to pray for someone. It says, please pray that I might be healed of my anxiety disorder. I'd really appreciate you praying. Okay, and so there we know there's many, many people that have anxiety, and probably all of us have it from time to time, but some worse than others. We all have faced things in our lives. So Lord, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we come to you, all of us who are listening, on behalf of this individual who has an actual anxiety disorder. Lord, I know that that can be so debilitating, and it just seems that every day we're full of fear and worry, and that it just kind of shrivels us up. Sometimes it turns into isolation, sometimes it just plain paralyzes people. And so, Lord, I don't know the extent of this, but I do know it's serious, and I do know it's serious enough for this person to come out and say, this is my problem. I have a problem, and I need your help, Lord. And it's something that oftentimes cannot be cured on its own with just our best efforts. We need your help. We need your direction. And sometimes you direct us to talk to somebody, to get some real help in a professional way. But Lord, we can't just wish it away. We can't just hope it away. We have to come before you and say, Father, I have this and I need your help. I am powerless. And so this person is saying that to you, Lord. So I pray you direct their steps, that you'd bring them healing, show them the steps to take to slowly start to chisel this away, and the thought pattern and the practices to exchange so that they might start to come out and build a more healthy background and a foundation. Sometimes it takes, Lord, to change some things, to change the way we see things, to change the way we understand things. And sometimes it's just little steps at a time that build one upon another, one block upon another. So we just bring this person to you and pray that you would just give them relief, peace, that they might start to have longer and longer periods without anxiety, without worry, and without the fear that it brings. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right. No more texts. We'll go do another one.
Right.
Okay, here's someone praying for their daughter's health and well-being, and apparently going to be doing a little traveling. So in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you on behalf of this person's daughter. Again, I don't know whether they're asking for just a general health blessing that you'd keep them healthy and safe, or whether there's a particular issue. But they're praying for well-being and good health, and that obviously they're going to be a little traveling. So they're asking for safety and protection. Lord, when our children go out and travel, we as parents always kind of get concerned because we're so used to kind of being there watching over them, but now they're kind of on their own. So, but they're never really that on their own. Help us to realize that they're in your hands. So I, together with this parent, I take this daughter and I put her in your hands for her health and her well-being, for her life. I don't know if she's still living at home or where she is. I don't know where she's traveling. I don't know where she's going, when she's coming back. Who is she going to be with? But I do pray that she realizes that she's always with you and that she's never alone and that she doesn't need to fear as long as she's got your hand. And help mom or dad, whoever sent this in, to just continue to lift up daughter in prayer, to encourage daughter, to encourage themselves to realize that they're holding your hand and that the daughter is holding your hand. And I just pray you just build a hedge of protection right around this girl, wherever she might be, whatever she might be doing, that you'd protect her health, you'd protect her well-being, you'd protect her from physical harm, emotional harm, but most of all, protect her from the harm that the enemy wants to do to every one of us. I pray you'd build that wall that he could not get over, under, through, or around, and you would just shelter her right in the palm of your hand, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Here's someone praying for peace and wisdom. So, Lord, we do come to you now with this person. Again, a wonderful prayer that I think all of us can echo, especially in these days, Lord. We don't have to do very far to look at the news, to turn on a radio or a device, and we don't even have to just, that thing just keeps beeping away from us and throwing all kinds of stuff up before us that can cause us to lose some peace. And sometimes we need wisdom on how to deal with all the stuff coming in and all of the things of life plus everybody else's problem that seems to come in through this media. So, Lord, not domestic church media, but through social media. And so, Lord, we just pray that there is a place that we can turn in media that will bring us peace and prayer like this domestic church media. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring this person peace. You're going to give them wisdom for whatever it is that they're facing, and that you're just going to help them, Lord. I don't know who they are. You know who they are. So I bring them before you. I put them before your throne of grace. Your word tells us in James that if anybody lacks wisdom, we can come boldly to you and ask it. We need not be afraid to ask for wisdom. So I add my prayers to this person who is asking for your divine wisdom in whatever situations they face. In Jesus' name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. About 1 minute, Bruce, before the music kicks in. So.
Okay, well, I'll just start praying up a storm here. Okay, Lord, here's another one that's asking for prayer and wisdom in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They have some direction for financial matters, and they're also looking for a wise decision for employment and housing division decision. So, Lord, I pray that you would just open that up to them. Here's another person, Lord, that's looking for wisdom in financial matters as well, and that they really want to hear what you want them to do on behalf of their family so that the whole family would benefit from whatever it is that you have for them. And here's someone else that's traveling, Lord. So they're asking for peace and travel journey and just clarity. And here's someone who's asking for a daughter, Catherine, that you might bless and protect her as she travels and with her companions. Lord, here's one that we're asking for another. For so many, Lord, need jobs in this day and age. They need a job that they can that meet their needs. And Lord, we know how everything is going up, 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 and we need to know that. And so many need housing. There are so many requests that we have here today for financial matters. But Lord, we put them all in your hands. We know that you have the answer. If we will just but wait on you and keep our face to you and keep our fingers out of it ourselves and trying to fix it ourselves. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bruce. And friends, don't forget, if you go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and click on the pray link up on top anytime, day or night, Bruce will get that prayer request. So don't just wait until the first and third Tuesdays.
And I'll be praying for it in the meantime. As soon as I get it, Jim, I put my hand on that cell phone and pray for that request right then and there.
All right, friends. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, Bruce. Thanks for being with us.
God bless you all. Thank you for letting me pray for you, folks.